Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, Jaden and Ava were able to make it to HQ, and they discovered that there was some kind of super secret super soap that was able to get that sticky stuff off of Ava's hands. But they don't have any more, and the world is in a huge sticky mess. What in the world was Mr. Jim talking about with those really special bushes with berries? And I don't know, but let's find out. Wait, Mr. Jim, what are you talking about with the bushes and the berries? We can go get them, but can you tell us a little bit more what's going on?
Asked Ava.
Yes. Okay, you're right. I gotta explain more. Many years ago, there was this really special super soap project that we were working on, and it just ran out of funding, so we put those seeds in storage, and I guess that's what you found back there. But I'm so glad that you have been growing those bushes, because they do take a lot of patience to grow. They're bubbleberry bushes.
Bubbleberry bushes? Those sound delicious, said Jaden.
Is that why they smell like cotton candy? Yes, that is why. They're made with this really special combination of a whole bunch of things that I can't get into, but basically, it's a special soap that can remove the stickiest of sticky things, said Mr. Jim. Wow, that is really cool. Real quick, could you describe to us, how does soap work? Asked Ava. Yes, so soap molecules they're designed in a really special way. When you wash your hands, what are the two things you need to wash your hands?
Water and soap, right? Said Jaden.
Exactly, said Mr. Jim. Soap is pretty cool. It's really slippery, right?
Very slippery, said Jaden.
Yeah, but it's not just the slipperiness that gets the bacteria out of the way. It actually has a super secret handshake. Have you ever done a super secret handshake with somebody before? Asked Mr. Jim.
Yeah, me and Ava do that all the time, said Jaden.
Nice. Well, soap has a super secret handshake as well to get rid of bacteria. So it tricks the bacteria into shaking its one hand, and then it grabs water with its other hand. So its both hands are grabbing onto something, the bacteria and water. And when both hands are locked into their super secret handshake, flush, then they're able to be washed away with water. Whoa, so that's really cool. So that bubbleberry soap must be really good at handshakes, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, said Mr. Jim.
But we're running out of time. We really need to go get those berries.
I'm on it. Jaden ran out the door carrying an umbrella. He knew a shortcut that would get him to school super duper fast.
Hey, Ava, can you pull up the satellite feeds and see what's going on?
Yep. Yeah. Ava jumped over to the big screens and opened up the satellite feeds. They were able to have a live video of planet Earth, and they could look almost anywhere they wanted to by those satellites that are hovering around the world really high up.
Yes, it seems that the center of the storm is pretty close by, and the Doppler over here says,
whoa, the clouds are super thick. I've never seen anything like this before, said Ava.
Wow, you're right. Do you think you could get a drone up there, maybe with the rest of the little bit of super soap that we have, and take a look around?
That's a great idea, said Ava.
Let's try it.
Ava ran to the back room to grab the drone and whatever was left of that bubbleberry super soap. She covered the drone with the bubbleberry super soap and sent it off to go find out what's going on up there. As the drone flew up to the sky, her story continues over at that stinky blimp pretty nearby.
Purple ninjas, look at all those helpless sticky people rolling around on the ground. They look like very ugly bushes rolling in the wind.
It's so funny, Buzz. Great job. It looks like your plan has worked.
Wait a second. I feel like every time that we celebrate and say that it's working, all of a sudden, the spy team comes in and ruins everything. So, we must not talk about how good things are going. As funny as it is to laugh as the sticky people bushes rolling around on the ground, we must focus. I need you to amp up, increase the power of the sticky clouds. We must not let the spy team win this time.
Ava's drone had finally arrived up above the clouds. All right, let's take a look around here, said Ava. She was flying the drone around and watching the video feed on her remote control, and it wasn't long before she saw, you know what.
Is that the purple blimp?
Of course it is. Let me take a closer look. She flew over towards the top of the purple blimp and saw there was something like shooting or spraying out of the top.
Holy smokes, said Ava. It looks like there's a hose at the top of the blimp spraying all that sticky stuff right into the clouds. This has got to be the source of it all. Let me get closer to take a picture.
She flew the drone closer and closer and accidentally bumped right into the sprayer.
Whoops.
Let me back it up. As Ava backed it up, she saw something crazy happen. The soap that had been covered on her drone, when she bumped into that sprayer, the soap fell off right onto all that sticky goo in the sprayer. Instantly, a light started flashing. An alarm started sounding.
I gotta get out of here, said Ava as she flew the drone away.
Meanwhile, inside of the stinky lab, it was pure pandemonium.
Pepper Ninjas, what is going on? What is the sound?
We're not sure, boss. It looks like somehow the sticky stuff at the top of the blimp, it got jammed somehow, and...
Uh-oh.
Why did you say, uh-oh? What does that mean?
We're not sure, but somehow the sticky stuff, it's all gone. It just, like, evaporated. What in the world happened?
Pepper Ninjas, fix this now!
As Ava was flying the drone back to HQ, she called Jaden to check and see how he was doing.
Shh, Jaden, are you there? Did you get to the school? Are the bushes there? Are there berries?
Shouted Ava.
Shh, yes, to all of those questions, said Jaden. Yeah, I got the berries. I'm starting to pick them off right now, but I don't think it's going to be enough. We're going to need more of our spy team to start growing these bushes and helping us make... more bubble berries.
Shh, that's a great idea, said Ava.
Well, take what you have and bring it back to HQ so that we can make that bubble berry soap and start cleaning up all these people that are super sticky bushes.
Okay, over and out.
Shh.
Jaden met up with Ava and Mr. Jim back at HQ and started to work on that bubble berry soap from all those berries from the bushes at school. Great job, Jaden and Ava. This is going to work. I think this is going to be enough for all the people in our town to be able to wash off all the sticky stuff. But you're right, Jaden. We're going to need the help from the rest of the spy team to grow more of these bushes. It takes patience to grow these bushes, but we're going to need more of these berries, just in case the purple ninjas come up with something more sticky next time.
Yeah, I'll start sending out the seeds now, said Ava. And it looks like those clouds are clearing up and all that sticky stuff is going away. I'm not exactly sure, but I think my drone bumping into the sprayer at the top of the blimp must have shut it all down.
Looks like we're in the clear for now, said Ava. Meanwhile, up at the stinky blimp lab, it was not a pretty sight.
Pepper Ninjas, have you been able to fix this problem?
Not exactly yet. So far it looks like the sticky formula has been compromised, but...
What do you mean, compromised? What does that mean?
Well, compromised, it means the sticky formula doesn't work anymore.
The purple ninjas froze. They didn't know what to do or say, but they could tell that Dr. Stinky Breath was not happy.
Pepper Ninjas,
I do not know what or why this happened, but we were so close to taking over the world. It is all because of you and your failed plans. Purple Ninjas!
Great job, Biology Squad! We did it! Holy smokes, that was a crazy sticky situation, but I'm so glad that we have those bubble berries to save the day.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.